Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 79, The Law of Diminishing Returns by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy Thursday, and welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read you blogs just like an audiobook. I'm Dr. Neil, your personal narrator every weekday. For those of you that tuned in yesterday, I promised I would go home and watch the documentary I was referring to in the last podcast. I did, no spoilers here, but definitely memorable. So I highly recommend it. Now today's inspirational quote comes from General George Patton, and I think it reflects yesterday's podcast really nicely. Success is how high you bounce when you hit bottom. General George Patton. Now today I'm going to be reading a post from JC Dean, but before we get into it, if you want to help out this show and keep it going for as long as possible, you can come by oldpodcast.com. There's a how to help page set up there that shows lots of different ways you can help out. Any of those will make a big impact, and most are totally free. So again, just visit oldpodcast.com and find the how to help link at the top, or you can go directly to oldpodcast.com/support. I thank you so much in advance for doing that. That's it for the intro. Let's jump right to the content and start optimizing your life. The Law of Diminishing Returns by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. The Law of Diminishing Returns, put simply, is an economic law that states if one aspect of production is kicked up a notch while everything else remains static or constant, the returns will eventually decrease after a certain point. Thus, sometimes doing more work or giving more effort will yield a negative result as opposed to a positive one. Since I'm not very well versed in economics, that's about all you'll be hearing from me on this topic. However, if you're interested in that type of thing, I'd recommend checking out MD's blog, Studonomics. If there's anything I see pretty often, especially throughout the world of forums and very often occurrences at the university gym, it's the guy or gal who's been putting in the work week in and week out and not getting anywhere. Instead of backing off a bit and assessing their situation, they do the opposite. The skinny guy who's infatuated with beefing up cranks his training sessions up to 5 days per week instead of 3. Then you have the beautiful girl who's been training sensibly for once and dropping about 0.5 to 1 pound of fat for weeks now. Instead of being content with the slow but steady fat loss, she decides to drop her calories below 1,000 per day and do high-intensity interval training cardio 6 days a week on top of strength training. She then gets royally pissed off that her fat loss completely halts, but it's no wonder due to the weekend binges triggered by starving herself during the week. Less is more. If there's anything I've learned over the years, it's how and when to take a break. Sometimes I know it's time to simply back off the intensity a bit or take a short hiatus altogether. In the past, if I were stalling on a movement, I did what everyone else does. I simply added more work. It was either in the form of another set or another 3 to 4 sets of an entirely different movement. This is not unheard of. I find this to be very common with many fitness enthusiasts out there. Just like many things in life, more is usually better. This rule of thumb applies to ice cream, vacation days, alcoholic beverages, cotton candy, and World of Warcraft. It does not apply to strength training and or bodybuilding, though. In fact, the exact opposite is true. So many folks get into this rut when something isn't working, or so they think. They find themselves desperate to make strength or lean body mass gains, and in this dire obsession, they increase their volume and frequency, only to find themselves even more pissed off and invariably weaker in the weeks to come. So what is happening? Many things, my friends. Many bad things. First of all, training so frequently causes your central nervous system to burn out fairly quickly. It's not always the frequency that hurts a person, but more so a combination of frequency, volume, and mostly intensity. Recovery at this point is non-existent. Your entire central nervous system is fried from weeks of abuse, and the only option you have is to take a break. The body will usually take care of itself by one of two ways. You either get sick, or injured, or both. Then you have no reason but to rest. The best thing to do at this point is to drop volume and frequency and get the hell out of the gym for a few days. This is your first example of the law of diminishing returns. Fat be gone. As I mentioned earlier, many get very impatient when it comes time to diet. Some even get off on a really solid start, only to mess things up terribly. Since fat loss is hardly linear, one must take caution. It's easy to get into the mindset of calculating everything to the 10th degree, ensuring our deficit will yield exactly 1 pound of fat loss per week. Then we step on the scale a week later, only to find that we've not lost a pound, or even worse, the scale weight has gone up. In such a dreadful situation, most folks drop their calories even more and proceed to exercise incessantly. As in the previous example, they find themselves absolutely miserable in a few weeks' time. However, in reality, if they were truly sticking with their plan and not secretly binge eating at night or what have you, they probably actually lost fat for the week. It's just that they chose to have some soy sauce the day before. Therefore, they're holding more water than usual. This is not a true problem, but it creates many issues for lots of people. My friend, Martin Burkhan, wrote a nice piece about dealing with water retention a little while back. Putting it all together. Whether you're strength training, bodybuilding, getting ready for a figure show, or preparing to run a marathon, the most important factor to long-term success is learning to be a good judge of yourself and your methods. Make this stuff work in your favor. Remember that noticeable fat loss happens over a period of weeks and months, not days. Gains in strength and lean body mass happen when you combine patience, hard work, and ample amounts of time. Major changes happen slowly, but are worth the time spent, I promise. Don't be another soul taken captive by the law of diminishing returns. You just listened to the post titled The Law of Diminishing Returns by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What I really loved about JC's post today was that it's a perfect bridge between yesterday's podcast and tomorrow's Q&A episode. Tomorrow, I'm going to be answering a question about whether exercise is truly the cure-all for a number of diseases. But I'm going to talk about how we don't want to push ourselves too far because then our immune system will actually take a nosedive. So I completely agree with JC in this post that you don't want to overdo it. You're actually going to hurt yourself more than help yourself. Now, one more time, if you enjoy the podcast and want to show a little bit of support to us, You can contribute financially or otherwise. We have a lot of ways that you can help. Just visit oldpodcast.com/support or simply visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help link. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. As I mentioned before, I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A show, where I'll be answering your questions. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.